Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Powlett, Vermont. And today we're having an interview here with Matt Abelson of Abelson Scopeworks. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
And for those of you that aren't familiar, Matt is a camera maker, a custom camera maker here in the United States. Go figure that nowadays. And Matt, why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the cameras that you make?
Right now I'm making three different cameras. The Omniscope, which is an anamorph roll film camera for 120 film. The Hex Omniscope, which is a six pinhole panoramic camera.
And this is the one that I have on my website and that I own, and that people can see examples of.
Those are the only two production cameras I'm making right now. And then I'm also making a pinhole turret that has pinhole zone plates and some slits with it.
And all these cameras you make yourself here in Boylston?
Yep. Got a full machine shop in my garage and make all the parts and assemble them, and everything's made here.
So, and I should mention that the two pinhole cameras, not the turret, but those are really dedicated obviously towards film. They're film-based. But the turret could be used digitally if somebody had like a back on a camera or something like that, like a scan back on a 4.5.
Absolutely. You could mount it on any type of camera, a digital camera, 4x5, 35mm, anything you want, custom camera.
Okay, so that's nice. So that sort of system transcends digital and analog, whereas the other two systems are, you know, a film-based, but of course you could always scan the film and produce prints digitally.
Correct.
Okay. What got you into pinhole?
Years ago I was living in Mission Hill in Boston, and my next-door neighbor, Walter Crump, was doing a lot of pinhole photography. He's a photographer and a painter, and he was building cameras that shot on 16 by 20 paper negatives.
Uh-huh.
And just produced some wild images. He was using curved film planes, sort of these large cylinders. I think he was using sonotubes and making cameras out of those.
Oh, nice.
And they were just beautiful images, and I just came really excited about that. So he showed a friend of mine and I these huge cameras and all the images he was making, because we were curious about it. And so I immediately went home and made a bunch of cameras like his, and didn't use them much at all, because I just found them difficult to use and difficult.
Big, yeah.
Well, they were big, and just trying to calculate the exposure, I just didn't have the patience to actually work it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So I got really excited about it and did a little bit, and then it just kind of sat for a long time.
And how many years ago was this?
That was probably 12 or more years ago.
And I should say that your background is your original background. I know you have an engineering degree, but your background prior to that was RISD and printmaking. Am I correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so your initial sort of education background was an arts-based printmaking background, then an engineering, and I think this makes a lot of sense in terms of camera production, because you sort of understand both sides of what people are looking for.
Oh yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, one informs the other.
That's right. And what kind of materials do you use? I mean, I own one of these cameras, and you know, it's built like a tank. And it's one of the things that I like about it. I know traveling around the world, shooting and stuff, a lot of the camera systems nowadays really aren't made, you know, to take a lot of abuse. They don't have a lot of, you know, they don't have any heft to them. And yet your camera, I've noticed that, you know, the simplicity of the design and the core materials. It's machined out of aluminum, correct?
That's correct, yep. I originally, after my initial camera building spree in making stuff like Rusty's or Walter's, I went and made a bunch of stuff out of smaller cardboard tubes that took 5x7 sheet film, and used those quite extensively, just because I was able to calculate exposures much easier and stuff would actually work out for me. But I found I'd get these horrendous dust problems, because the cardboard would sort of flake off inside, and the paint would flake off. And
anybody who shoots large formats used the dust, but that's got to be a whole new level of dust.
Yeah, and it would always, of course, as these things always are, they're always on the negative that you really like.
Of course.
It's the worst.
Of course.
And so I decided I'd make some aluminum cameras, and that's sort of And instead of making one, I made 20 to start with. That was the Omniscope, and that's sort of how I got into it.
Nice, nice. So you find that between the different camera systems, what's really your best-selling system? The Turrent, the Omniscope, or the Hex Omniscope?
Well, the Omniscope has been around the longest, so
that's
I've sold by far the most of those.
Nice, nice. And do you find that photographers who use your system, are they alt-process photographers by and large, or are they photographers who just sort of want to mix it up?
I'm not entirely sure. You hear back from some people, and some stuff you get sent out, and you never hear back from people, and
right.
I have no idea what they're doing with it.
Well, I find that nowadays it seems to me that a lot of the photographers who have gone down the full digital path or who have stayed in the very analog, there seems to be this real big desire to sort of explore and try something new and different. And I've noticed that pinhole and zone plate has been something that a lot of people have been looking more and more into,
yep.
as, you know, new ways of image making. And I just sort of, you know, trying to see what you sort of might have felt was the core of your business.
I'm not sure where the core would be. You don't hear back from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a testament to good construction.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I guess the few people I do hear back from, a lot of them are fine arts photographers, oftentimes, and
mm-hmm.
There's been a few commercial photographers who have just been interested in doing something different and kind of
mixing it up and
trying something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that with your camera system, one of the things, the audio blog that I just posted on Fidgetal, which was dealing with the idea of custom cameras and accessories and really being able to work with the manufacturer who makes your camera. When I think back to all the cameras I've owned, from Wisners to Canons to Gowlands and now to yours, they've all been cameras that I've actually had a relationship with the manufacturer, you know, who makes the camera. And when I needed something special or something tweaked, it's nice to actually have somebody that you can call. You know, and you're not calling, and I'm not slamming Canon or Nikon, but you're not calling Canon or Nikon, you know, and getting customer service and saying it might be 8 weeks, you know, before you get your system back. It is nice to actually get the person who made and designed the camera on the phone. And
yeah, it's definitely fun to talk to people who actually use the stuff, see the images they make. I mean, I get a big kick out of just seeing what other people do with the stuff and the stuff that they make. And hearing back from people when I do is always fun.
Now, where are your cameras at primarily? I know on Flickr there's a Hex Omniscope group that I'm part of, and I know there's cameras in Hawaii and in the United States. Are there any of your systems in Europe and Asia?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I sold, well, especially with the exchange rate right now, a number of them over to Europe, Japan, down to South America. I can't remember if one went to China or not. I can't remember now.
Well, having been someone who's owned a lot of different, you know, handmade cameras, the thing that impressed me the most when I first got the camera, as I said, was the construction and was the simplicity of the construction, yet at the same time the durability. You know, every working photographer I know is looking for a camera, you know, that's built like a tank or a Linhof or one of your cameras that's just repeatedly going to work time and time and time again and be a very durable camera system. Now, your cameras are all 120 based with the exception of a Turrent.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of like medium format film because it's convenient. You don't have to load it in the darkroom. You get multiple shots and it's less fiddly than 4x5, but, you know, you get better or nicer, larger negatives than the 35mm.
Well, I know. When I've been scanning on the Hex Omniscope in particular, it's about 195 millimeter negative in length, so it's a real long neg.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I have found is that, I mean, even though it's a medium format film, if the negative is 195 millimeters long, I'm calling it large format because that's a really big negative.
Well, I guess my criteria is it just has to fit into the Durst of 5x7 and larger, more or less. And if it does that, then
you're happy.
Then I'm good.
That's good. That's good. So any projects on the horizon? Anything new you're sort of working on that you want to spill the beans on early?
Stuff that I've been mulling for a while are 617s, just similar to what's on the market now, and I also like to make an 8x20 film camera.
Nice.
And a super wide with a 210 super angulon. So those are the two things that I'm sort of mulling right now, and then anything else that strikes my fancy.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. Well, what I'd like to do, Matt, is I'm going to open up the comments and questions that people would have on the Fidgetal Revolution, and then I will forward them on to you if people want to have any direct sort of conversation, if you'd be willing to answer
Absolutely.
The questions on Fidgetal. And that way, you know, we can sort of, you know, feel free to send any questions or comments regarding Matt's camera systems under the comment section with this audio blog, and I'll give Matt a way to be able to answer back and talk directly to that. Matt, I want to say thank you very much for meeting with me today, and have a good weekend.
Thanks. Thank you.